Today's shiur is in Masechta Pesachim on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, on the sixth line, beginning with the words Tana Rabbanan. Before we begin today's shiur, let us briefly review two separate machlokas that were mentioned in yesterday's shiur. The first was mentioned on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, as we learned in the Gemara right after the Mishnah. Itmar, Hoya Bederech Rechaika, Vishachtu Vizorku Olav, if somebody was on a far-off trip, and they shechted and they sprinkled the blood of the Korban Pesach on his behalf, and then in the evening he came back to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, the question is, do they have to shecht again a Korban Pesach or not? Does he have to, was he yotze with that shechita or zrika? Rav Nachman Amar Hurtza. Rav Nachman says that it was accepted. And Rav Sheshes Amar Loi Hurtza. Rav Sheshes says that it was not accepted. As the Gemara there explains, Rav Nachman Amar Hurtza, Meches hu dechas rachman olav v'yavet tovelav bracha. The Torah had an exemption for him being on a far-off trip. But if it worked out that somebody shechted and was zorked a dam for him, fine. And he's yotze with that. He does not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Rav Sheshes Amar Loi Hurtza, that it was not accepted. Mitched Dachi Rachmana Ketamei. He was pushed aside, just like a Tamei is not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach Betumah, and he has to bring it on Pesach Sheni. So too, this person who was on a far-off trip, it does not suffice that it was shechted or zorik for him, and he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. So we have a machlokes, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, whether a person who was derech rechok and was shechted v'zorik olav, whether he is mechuyev to bring a Pesach Sheni, as Rav Sheshes says, because he's loy hurts, who was not accepted Pesach Rishon, or according to Rav Nachman, he's exempt from a Pesach Sheni because the Pesach Rishon was hurtza. That's the first machlokes. And the second machlokas is alluded to at the top of Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, our daf here, on the fourth line, where the Gemara says, "Ein shoyach de vizarkin al tamei sheretz." And this refers to the machlokas, which we had previously, beginning on Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph at the bottom and over to the top of Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav and Ulla. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav was of the opinion that ein shoychtem v'zorkin al tamei sheretz, and Ulla was of the opinion that af shoychtem v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. And what this is referring to is the question when tamei, someone is tamei Pesach Rishon, and he has to bring a Pesach Sheni, does that refer only to a tamei mace who is ineligible, he's betuma when the time of Achilas Korban Pesach comes about. For example, he's in the middle of his 7 days of Tahara from being coming into contact with a mace. Or does it even refer to a Tomei Sheretz? If one became Tomei by touching a Sheretz, he has to go to the mikveh, he has to have hair of Shemesh. The question is, could we shecht and be zayrik for him on Erev Pesach? At that time, he was Tomei. But by tonight, he's going to become Tor. He's going to go to a mikveh. The machlokas is only if he has not yet gone to the mikveh. If, in fact, he has gone to the mikveh, then there's no question that we are Sharchit and Zorik for him, and he is able to eat the Korban Pesach like anybody else in Klal Yisrael. But if he has not yet gone to the mikveh, then we have a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says that just like a Tomei Mace, we cannot shecht and be zorik for a Tomei Mace, and he has to bring a Pesach Sheni, so too with a Tomei Sheretz. And Ulla is of the opinion that no, that Shoyach the Vizark al Tomei Sheretz, since at the time of the Achilas Korban Pesach, he will be Tohar, even though he's not Tor at the time of the Shechitas Korban Pesach, he does not have the exemption of a Tomei Nefesh, of someone who became Tomei to a mace, and we are Shoychet V'zorik on him, he's Yotze with the Pesach Rishon, he does not go to the Pesach Sheni. These two Machlokesen will be mentioned in today's Gemara. Let us now begin the Gemara on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, six lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan, Elu She'oisin Es Hasheni. These are the ones who are obligated, who are mechuyev, to bring the Pesach Sheni. Hazavin, a zav, someone who had a issue from his body, which makes him a zav, or a woman who had that, v'hazavois, hamatzoyron, a person who has tzaras on him, v'hamatzoyros, or a woman who has tzaras on her, v'nidois, and a woman who saw dam nidois, u'boile nidois, someone who had relationship with a nido, v'hayoldois, a woman who gave birth, hashoygin, those who by accident did not bring the Korban Pesach, v'hanusin, those who were forced not to bring the Korban Pesach, v'hamezidin, and even those who premeditated not to bring the Korban Pesach, v'tamei, and a person who is tamei, and Rashi speaks out that all the tumas that we mentioned here, like boyalei nidois, they are all tuma arucha, Rashi calls it. It's for a long time. It's not like that of the Tamei Sheretz, which is only for one day. And Vitame, Rashi says, refers to Tamei Lenefesh. This refers to someone who became Tamei by coming in contact with a mace. Vishahoya Bederech Rechoika, or he was on a faraway trip. All of these are Mechuyev to bring a Pesach Sheni. The Gemara asks, Im Kain Lomen Nemer Tamei. If so, why does the Torah, if all of these have to bring the Pesach Sheni, so why is the example that's mentioned in Chumash only that of Tameh, and not, why aren't the other ones mentioned? The Gemara immediately asks on this question, Lama Nemar, you're asking me why we choose in the Torah the example of Tameh? Very simply, the Boilem Eved Berishin Leishav Kinele. If he would want to make it on the Pesach Rishon, we would not allow him. And Rashi explains that the Gemara now understands that Tamei does not just include a Tamei Nefesh. It even includes a Tamei Sheretz. And our Gemara is going like Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Tzadik Amud Aleph, Tzadik Amud Beis. It's also going like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva that was mentioned here on the third line and fourth line of our Amud. Amalach Rabbi Kivul or Tamei de Kesaver Ein Shecht of Zarkin or Tamei Sheretz. So now his argument holds that you do not shecht or make the Zrikas Hadam for Korban Pesach on behalf of a Tamei Sheretz. So that's the Chiddush. You're asking me why it shows a Tamei. The Chiddush is that even a Tamei Sheretz, who at the time of Shechita is Tamei, but at the time of the Achilas Korban Pesach would be Tohar, I would have thought that we do a Shechita and Zrika form of the Korban Pesach, Kamashimlan, that we don't. So what's your question why Tamei is used as an example? It's used to include even a Tamei Sheretz. Ella de Gemara explains the question differently. Elim Kain, Laman Nemer B'Derech Rechoika. Why is the example given? What's the Chiddush of Derech Rechoika? Why do we choose specifically Derech Rechoika? The Gemara answers, L'Poitrim and Akoris, that if someone is on a Derech Rechoika, the Torah wants to tell you that not only does he have the ability to bring the Korban Pesach during Pesach Sheni, but in fact, that is an exemption that he's not Chayv Koris for not bringing it during Pesach Rishon. Now, as Rashi explains, the Gemara could have said, it's to tell you that someone who's in a Derech Rechoika is also the same Chiddush, the boy Lemevet Berishon, Loi Shafkinen Lei, that if we would be Shoichet V'Zorik for him, and he's going to come at night and he'll want to eat the Korban Pesach, the Gemara could have answered that that's the Chiddush of Derech Rechoika, that we do not allow to shecht and be zoyrig for him. The Gemara does not give that teretz. The Gemara gave a teretz, apart from our koretz. So the Gemara says, this b'raisa must be going according to the sheet on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, which we learned before, Rab Nachman Amar Hurtza, that if someone's b'derech rechoika, v'shachtu v'zorka lov, in fact it is Hurtza, and that, and Mimele, the Chiddush has to be that he's Potter Min Kores, but if someone would shaft for him, he would be Hurtza. That's why, as Rashi explains, the Gemara could not have said here, as it said before by Tommy Sheretz, that the Ibor Lemevid Barishin Loi Shafkin Lei, because here, in fact, Ibor Lemevid Barishin, if someone would shaft him, Mizarek for him, Shafkin Lei, we would allow it, because the din would be Hurtza. So from this Braisa, we see a Raya to the Shita of Rab Nachman. Now that the Gemara mentioned that Braisa, the Gemara has a question on the Braisa. You said in the Braisa that women, for example, Zavois or Metzorois or Nidois, bring a korban during Pesach Sheni. The Gemara asks, Isha B'Sheni Mimechaiva, is a woman Chayiv in korban Pesach of Sheni? V'atanya, we learned in a Braisa, Yochel lo yehu oisnes ha-Sheni, ela tamei nefesh, v'shohay b'derech rechoika. I would think, the Braisa says, that the only ones who bring a korban during Pesach Sheni is a tamei, and someone who was b'derech rechoika. How do we know that even Zavin, a male Zav, or Mitzoyron, a male Mitzoyra, uboy elein nidos, again, a male minayin, how do you know that they also are mechuyev to bring the Pesach Sheni, since they're Tomei during Pesach Rishon, Tomei Loimer, Ish Ish. Since the Pasuk says Ish Ish in the Pasuk that speaks about Pesach Sheni, so we're Marba that these males are also Mechuyev in Pesach Sheni. But what do we see from that Braisa? The Braisa was only including the males. It was only including Zavin, Mitzoyroa, and Boyalei Nidus. It was not including, it did not mention Zavois and Mitzoyrois and Nidois. So it would seem from that Braisa that only the males are included. The women, the females, are not included. So how could we say in the earlier Braisa that women are also included? Here we see that they're not included. The Gemara answers, Loi Kasha. That's not difficult. It's Einachanami. Amachloikis, ha Rabbi Yosi, ha Rabbi Yehuda v'Rab Shimon. This is Rabbi Yosi, as Rashi says, we learned before in Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, that Noshim B'Sheni Shoich Nalem B'Fnei Atzman. You can make a Pesach Sheni for women by themselves. So Rabbi Yosi Shita is that they are Mechuyev. That's the first Braisa that included the Nekevis as well, the Zavois and the Mitzoyrois and the Nidois. And the second Braisa that only included the males, that held that they only they are Mechuyev, the men and not the women, that's going according to Rabbi Rab Shimon. Rashi says, the Amri Rishus, that they said in the earlier Gemara, that for women, Pesach Sheni is only a Rishus. The Marsha points out, in fact, that it's only Rabbi Yehuda who holds Rishus. In fact, Rab Shimon in the earlier Gemara holds that Ein Shoichten, not that it's a Rishus, they have a choice, they could or they could not, it's permissible. But rather, Rab Shimon holds that by women, Ein Shoichten, we distinctly do not shecht for women. Rashi lumped them both together, but the Marsha is pointing out that, in fact, there is a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, but in any event, they are not mechuyev, whether it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rishus, or Rabbi Shimon, that we do not shecht for women. That's what the second Braisa is going like, and that's why they only mentioned the males and not the females. And now we come to a brand new machlokas, Tana Rabbanan, Chayiv Koras al Rishon, v'chayiv Koras al Sheni, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe's opinion is that not only can one be Chayiv Koras for not bringing the Pesach Rishon when he did not have a legitimate reason, for example, Tomei or B'derech Chayka, not to bring it if he had no such reason. He'll be Chayiv Koras al Rishon, but not only that, but if he was supposed to bring the Pesach Sheni and he did not bring the Pesach Sheni, he will be Chayiv Koras on the Sheni as well. So Rashi points out, of course, by Chad Gavro, by one person, this is impossible that he should receive twice Koras. And we cannot say the Rebbe is referring to a Chi of Chatos, that if he did a B'Shoigeg, he'll be Chayiv two Chatois. If he didn't bring a Pesach Rishon and he didn't bring a Pesach Sheni, he'll be Chayiv two Chatois, because the Gemara tells us in Krisis that Pesach Hamila, which are mitzvahs asei, a Chatos does not come for not performing Mila or for not bringing a Korban Pesach, because Chatos only comes on a Shigigas Koras of a lav, and Pesach Mila are mitzvahs asei. We learned this out from a pasuk, Asher Loisa Asena. When is there a Chiyuv Chatas? Only if Loisa Asena, if it was something that a person was not allowed to do, and he did it. Whereas in the case of Pesach and Milu, which are mitzvah say, which he was supposed to do, and he didn't do it, on that there is no Chiyuv Chatas. So Rashi is grappling with the question, in what will be the case where a person would be chayv koras al rishon on Pesach rishon and chayv koras al sheni? And Rashi answers either one answer would be, for example, as we're soon going to see in the Gemara, a ger who was an esgayer between Pesach rishon and Pesach sheni, and then b'mezid he does not bring Pesach sheni. According to Rebbe, he would still be chayv koras, even though he had no obligation to bring Pesach rishon because at that time he was a goy. He would still be chayiv for not bringing Pesach Sheni. Or another example, the Gemara later is going to say a katan who became a gadol between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and then the mezid did not bring Pesach Sheni, according to Rebbe. He would be chayiv koras for the mezid of Pesach Sheni. Another example of where he could be chayiv for Pesach Sheni would be where he was a shoygig on Pesach Rishon. By accident, he didn't bring Pesach Rishon, and then bemazed that he didn't bring Pesach Sheni, according to Rebbe, he would be mechuyev. Divrei Rebbe. Continues the Gemara. Rav Nassan disagrees with Rebbe, and Rav Nassan says, chayiv kares al harishon. He's chayiv, of course, on the rishon, but upotter al hasheni. He's potter on the second one. According to Rebbe, a ger who was potter on the first one, and then he became a ger, and then he bemazed that he didn't do the second one, he would be potter on the sheni. You're only mechuyev koras for korban Pesach, only Pesach Rishon. Rab Chananya ben Akav Yoimer, a third opinion. Af al harishon ein chayv koras. He's not chayv koras even for the first one. Ela imkein loy osa es hasheni. Unless he didn't do the second. There's a tnai, a condition. When are you going to be over the first one? Only if you didn't bring the second one. If bemezid you didn't do the first one, you're not get chayv koras. It's only if bemezid you once again, when you have the opportunity to bring the second one, you will not bring the second one, then you're chayv koras for the first one. But if the second one, for example, you were a shoygeg, you would not be chayv koras for the mezid of the first one. And Rebbe and Rav Nassan go according to their shita. In another machlokes, the sanya we learned in a brisa, ger shen is gar ben shnei psachim, a ger who became a ger between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, the chen katan shehigdol ben shnei psachim, and so also a katan who became a gadol, became bar mitzvah between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, chayiv las Pesach Sheni, divrei Rebbe. He's mechuyiv in Pesach Sheni, even though he was potter in Pesach Rishon, because he was a goy at that time, or in the case of a katan, he was a katan at that time, but now that it becomes a bar chiyuv, he becomes mechuyiv in mitzvahs between the first Pesach and the second Pesach, he's chayiv to bring the Pesach Sheni, and if b'mezid he does not, he would be chayiv koras. Rav Nassan Omer, no. Kol shezakeh l'rishon zakeh l'sheni. Whoever is obligated to bring Pesach Rishon, he is also obligated to bring Pesach Sheni. If he b'shoigig didn't bring Pesach Rishon, he would be able to make it up by bringing a Pesach Sheni. V'kol she'ena zakeh l'rishon, if there's no chiv on the first one, he was a goy during the first one, or he was a katan by Pesach Rishon, ein zakeh l'sheni. There's no independent separate chiv because of Pesach Sheni. B'mai miflgi, in what is this machlokas between these three tanoim? So the Gemara says, Rebbe sover sheni regel b'fnei atzmayu. Rebbe holds that Pesach sheni has halacha as if it's its own yontif. And therefore, Rebbe holds that a katnu became a gadol between the two psachim, or a goy who became a yid. He became a Jew, he was megayer between the two psachim, so they are chayiv in Pesach Sheni. It has its own independent chayiv. It's a holiday, it's a regular yontiv by itself. And likewise, if he was a shoygeg on the first Karban Pesach, by accident he didn't bring it. And then he comes to Pesach Sheni, and b'mezid he doesn't bring Pesach Sheni. According to Rebbe, he would be chayiv because it has its own independent chiyuv because it's a regel b'fnei atzmi. However, Rav Nassan Sover, Rav Nassan holds Sheni tashlum and derishon. The korban Pesach Sheni is a substitute for the first one. Sheni Tashlum and Derishon Hu. However, Tikune L'Rishon Loi Misakin Lei. But it cannot fix the first one. As Rashi explains, if the person B'mezid did not, according to Rav Nosson, did not do Pesach Rishon, then even if B'Shoigeg he didn't do Pesach Sheni. Or Rashi adds, Vaf in the Rashi Divrei HaMaskil Tashlum and Derishon, four lines after becomes wide. Vafil Chayiv Koras Al Rishon Vafil Oses Hasheni. Even though he did the second one, but if B'mezid he didn't do the first one, he's Chayiv Koras because of the first one. The second one can only be a tashlumen. If he was a shoigig on the first one, then he has another opportunity to make it up with the second one. But if he was a mazid on the first one, he was already chayiv chorus because of the first one, then by the second one, even if he did the second one, Rashi says, he will not be able to compensate. It doesn't fix it. The second can't fix the first if there was a chiyuv chorus because he b'mezid didn't do the first one. It can only substitute if the first one was a shaygig. So according to Rav Nosson, if he was potter on the first one because he was a katan or he was a goy, then einichanami, there is no chiyuv in the second one because the second one doesn't have an independent chiyuv. It only comes as a tashlumen for the first one if the first one was done b'shaygig. Now, there is here a major machlokus between the Achronim, whether this halacha that Rashi says, according to Rav Nosson, would also apply according to Rabbi. Namely, if he was a mazid on the first Karban Pesach, and he did the second Karban Pesach, according to Rabbi, would he be chayiv? The Tzlach says, certainly he would be chayiv. Rabbi, who holds that each one is an independent chiyuv, and the second is not a tashlum of the first. It is its own independent chiyuv. So if he was mazed on the first one, it doesn't help you that he did it during the second one. If it doesn't help according to Rav Nosson, it certainly, the Tzlach says, wouldn't help according to Rabbi. And he would be chayiv. Rabbi would agree that osa b'sheni and hizid b'rishon v'osa b'sheni did it, he would be chayiv. However, the Sefer Or Chodesh disagrees. And the Sefer Or Chodesh says that Rashi was saying it specifically according to Rav Nosson. We only find Rashi saying it in Rav Nosson. Rashi doesn't say it in Rebbe. And the Or Chodesh gives a reason, because the Pasuk says, Vo'ish asher hu tor b'derech loy hoya, v'chod alasis ha-pesach, v'nichrus ha-nefesh ha-himi ha-meh, ki korban Hashem loy hikriv b'moy adoy, cheta yiso. Ha'ishahu. So, according, as we're going to see soon in the Gemara, according to Rebbe, Rebbe learns this long pasuk that it's actually speaking about Pesach Rishon. That's the first part. V'nichrusah nefeshahi me'amea. And then, ki korban Hashem lehikrav mo'yadei, that's going on Pesach Sheni. And cheta yisa means that he's chayav koras for Pesach Sheni. So according to Rebbe, we don't have to learn anything special from the second part of the pasuk, because that is already teaching us something special, that Pesach Sheni, there is a separate chiyuv of chorus for not bringing Pesach Sheni. However, as we're soon going to see in the Gemara, according to Rav Nosson, the second part of the pasuk is explaining the first part. You know why there's a chiyuv chorus. Why? Key, because Karban Hashem lo hikriv b'moy adoy. So according to Rav Nosson, rather, it's really redundant. Why? What was the Torah gaining by adding that key, Karban Hashem lo hikriv? It already said it before. V'chod alasis ha-pesach. He did not bring the Pesach, v'nichrus ha-nefesh. There seems to be a redundancy here according to the way Rav Nosson learns the Pasuk. Therefore, Rashi said, no, there's no redundancy. The Torah is telling you that if you b'mezid did not bring the Pesach Rishon, and you had a Chiyuv Koras already, you're going to be Mechuyuv Koras even if you do the Pesach Sheni, because the bottom line is, ki korban Hashem lehikrav moyado, you didn't bring the Pesach Rishon when you were supposed to. That's what the second part of the Pasuk is teaching us. And Rashi was saying that according to the Or Chodesh, specifically in Rav Nosson. But according to Rebbe, who needs the second part of the Pasuk to teach you that there's a chiyuv chorus for not bringing korban Pesach Sheni also, he doesn't have this limud, and Einach Anami, he would learn that a person is chai, of course, for not bringing Pesach Rishon, but if he does it on the Pesach Sheni, he makes up for it in Pesach, for what he neglected to bring Pesach Rishon. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Asay Nun Zayin, he learns like the Tzlach, that in fact the person, even if he brought it Pesach Sheni, would be Chayiv Koras for not bringing it during Pesach Rishon, not only according to Reb Nosson, but also according to Rebbe. Continues the Gemara. The third shita is Reb Chananya ben Akavya Sover. He holds Sheni Takanta Derishinu. Sheni is not just a Tashlumen as Reb Nosson learned, but in fact it fixes the first one, because the only way you could be Chayiv Bemezid for not bringing the first one is if you also Bemezid didn't bring the second one. But if you brought it, or Beshoye you didn't bring the second one, then you haven't fulfilled the Tznai, the condition to be Chai, of course, and then the person would not be Chai, of course, even though he was Bemezid in the Rishon. This is the sheet of Chananya ben Akavya. Ushloshta mikra chadarshu. All three of these sheet is Rebbe, Reb Nosson, Reb Chananya ben Akavya, learned it from one Pasuk. The Pasuk states, as we have said it before, V'ha'ish asher hutar u'bederech lo hoya v'chad alasas ha-pesach v'nichrasa nefshahi mi'amel. So let's see how Rebbe learns that first half of the pasuk, which we have in Bamidbor Perik Tes. V'ha'ish asher hutar u'bederech lo hoya. Rebbe savar. Rebbe holds that what it continues, the next phrase, v'chad alas ha-pesach v'nichrasa, means d'loy avid berishon. He gets chorus because he didn't bring it during Pesach Rishon. And then what the Torah continues. Ki korban Hashem lo yihikrav moyadoi means, as we find in the Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Tzadik, that the Gemara tells us that the word ki is mishamish arba lushoynes, has four different meanings. Ki can mean if. It can also mean but, or lest you do such and such a thing. And finally, ki can also mean because, deha, because, and two of these lushainis are going to be pertinent in our Gemara. Rebbe holds that ki of this pasuk means if. And in fact, Rebbe learns here, or if. Inami, the Gemara continues. What's the second part of the pasuk? Ki korban Hashem lehikrav mayada means, or if. Korban Hashem Lehikrav Mayadoi, that's being about B'Sheni. That's being about the second Korban Pesach Sheni. So, according to Rebbe, the Torah is telling you in this Pasuk, two Chiyuvim of Chorus. And the words Cheto Yisa at the end of the Pasuk, at the end of the second part of the Pasuk, again refers to Chorus. So we have V'chod Alasa Pesach V'nichrusa Nefesh Ahi, that's going on Pesach Rishon. And then, Ki, or if, Korban Hashem Lehikrav Mayadoi Pesach Sheni, Cheto Yisa, again, there's a Chiyuv Chorus. That's how Rebbe learns that there's a Chiyuv for both Pesach Rishon Chorus and also for Pesach Sheni. The Gemara asks, according to Rebbe, before it goes on to explain the shitas of how Reb Nosson and Reb Chananya ben Akavya are going to learn this pasuk, the Gemara asks, Umimai deha cheta yisa karsu, where in fact do we know that this lashon of cheta yisa, which Rebbe is using for Pesach Sheni, that there's also a chi of karsu? How do you know that lashon means actually a chi of karsu? As we turn to Daf Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis, Kasavar, he is of the opinion that Megadev Hainu Mevorech Hashem. And in order to understand this Gemara, we have to refer to two psukim in the Torah. The first pasuk is found in Bamidbar Perek Tezvav Pasuk Lamed. The pasuk says, Es Hashem Hu Megadev V'nichrus HaNefesh Ahi Mikarev Amo, that a person was Megadev Hashem. And this, there's a machlokes in Mesechta Krisis exactly what the Chiyuv of Megadev is. What is the Avera? One man, the Amr, says, as we have here in our Gemara, Megadev is Mevorach Hashem. Mevorach Hashem is a euphemism for Kilas Hashem, like the parsha that we have in the Torah of the Mekalas Hashem, the son of Shloimis Bas Divri, who was the Mekalas Hashem. The Gemara euphemistically calls it Mevorach Hashem. Megadev hainu Mevorach Hashem. So the pasuk, therefore, according to this pshat in Bamidbar Tezvav Lamed, which says Eser Shemu Megadiv in Nichrusa, means that a Mevorach Hashem receives kars. So now, when we find in Vayikra Perek Chav Dalet pasuk Tezvav, Ish Ish Ki Yikalal Eloikav V'Nasa Chetoy, that pasuk of the Yikalakav, that's the Megadiv, and it uses the phrase V'Nasa Chetoy. And we saw from Bamidbar Tezvav that what does V'nasa Chetoy mean? V'nichrusa. So we see that if Megadev is Mevorach Hashem, then we see that the phrase V'nasa Chetoy, which is said in connection with Mevorach Hashem, that means chorus. Uksiv Mevorach Hashem V'nasa Chetoy. And now that we know that by Megadev, who is the Mevorach Hashem, that Nasa Chetoy means chorus, V'gomer Hai Chetoy Dehachem, Chetoy Dehachem. You ask me, Akasha, how do I know that the words Chetoy Yisa, which we find here concerning Pesach Sheni, according to the interpretation of Rabbi, means chorus. You learn it out from Mevorach Hashem, from the Megadiv. The Gomer Hai Cheter Dachem, Cheter Dachem, Ma'ala Halon chorus. Just like over there by the Megadiv, by the Mevorach Hashem, it refers to chorus. Avkan Nami chorus. So the Chetoy over here, the Chetoy Yisa by Pesach Korban Pesach Sheni, somebody didn't bring it b'mezid, it refers to chorus as well. That is the way Rebbe interprets the pasuk that we have in Bamidbar Tetz concerning Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. How does Rav Nosson learn the same pasuk? He learns it differently. Rav Nosson savar v'chod dalas haPesach v'nichrusa, that if a person did not bring the Pesach Rishon, he will get chorus. And then the pasuk continues, Ki Korban Hashem loy hikr moyadoi. How does Rav Nosson learn? He learns the high key loshen dehahu. He learns that it doesn't mean like Rebbe, inami, or if he didn't bring a Pesach Sheni. No. The word ki is the other loshen of ki, which is because. Deha, you know why. The Pesach Rishon, one receives chorus if he didn't bring it. B'mezid, because Korban Hashem lo hikrav b'moyadai, and therefore Chetoy Yisa. V'achikam Rachmana, doha Korban Hashem lo hikrav b'moyadai b'rishon. He didn't bring a b'rishon, and that's why he's going to get chorus. But the Gemara asked, if that's the case, hi Chetoy Yisa may avid lay. So what does he need the Chetoy Yisa? The Torah already said v'nichrusa. So in what way are you using the words Chetoy Yisa? The Torah should not have had said that. The Gemara answers, Kasavar, Rav Nosson's of the opinion, not like Rebbe. Megadev lav hayna mevorach Hashem. He is of the opinion that Megadev is not a mevorach Hashem. As Rashi brings down, what is a Megadev? Rashi divra mascha lav hayna mevorach Hashem. Ella, mizamer, mishar lav adizara. Like we find the Gemara increased of Zion of Abayz, that Mandiyahomer holds that a Megadev is someone who sings to the Avodizara. Has nothing to do with mevorach Hashem. So if so, the pasuk we mentioned before, Bamidbar Tezvav, Es Hashem, who Megadev, v'nichus ha-nevashim v'kerev ha-moh, that Megadev means when he sings to the Avodah Zarah. He, Taki, gets chorus. But now, Vayikra Chav Dalet, Ish Ishki, Kala Lekav, V'nasa Chetoy. There, I don't know what Mevorach Hashem receives. I can't learn it from Megadev. It's not Megadev. That's a totally different Aveira. So the only thing that I have written by Mevorach Hashem is V'nasa Chetoy. So V'nasa Chetoy, apparently, the Gemara's darshing means chorus. Where do I know V'nasa Chetoy means chorus? The answer is, now we do the reverse. Rebbe learned Korban Pesach from Megadev. And now, according to Rav Nosson, it's the opposite. We're going to learn Mevorach Hashem, where it says V'nasa Chetoy, that means chorus from over here. That's why we have an extra. V'nasa Chetoy by Korban Pesach, Rishon, we're going to learn that as a limit to Mevorach Hashem. V'gomer Hai Chetoy Dehosam, Hai Chetoy Dehocha. So we're going to learn the Chet from Mevorach Hashem, from the Chetoy Yisa over here by Pesach Rishon, according to the interpretation of Rav Nosson. Ma hacha kores, just like over here by Pesach Rishon, it means chorus. Av hasam over there where it says v'nasa chetoy, it also means chorus. Now the Gemara goes to the third shita, how Rav Chananya ben Akavi is going to learn this pasuk by Korban Pesach. Rav Chananya ben Akavi is savar. V'chod olasa Pesach v'nichrusa. If a person doesn't bring Pesach Rishon, he's going to get chorus. I agree, as Rashi explains, says Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya, with Rebbe. Now, what does the word ki mean? It means e. It means if, but not like Rebbe who learned or if. He was making the second part of the pasuk as being a separate mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and if one doesn't bring the Pesach Sheni, he's Chayv Koras. The first part of the Pesach is Pesach Rishon, and an independent clause is teaching us about Pesach Sheni. No. The whole Pesach, the beginning and the end, the first clause and the second clause, is all speaking about Pesach Rishon. When is he Chayv a Korban, when is he Chayv Koras for not bringing a Korban Pesach Rishon? E Korban Hashem loy hikriv b'moyadoy b'sheni. If he didn't bring the Pesach, Korban Pesach, not only he didn't bring it in the Rishon, but b'mezid he didn't even bring a b'sheni. So that's a condition in the chi of Korban for Pesach Rishon. That's the way Rav Hanani ben Akavya learns it. But if he was b'shoigeg in the Pesach Sheni, even though he was amazed in Pesach Rishon, or if he did the Pesach Sheni, so then he didn't fulfill the tenai of being Chayv Koras for Pesach Rishon, because he made up for it. It's a tikkun. It's not a tashlumen, just a tashlumen the way Reb Nosson learned, according to Reb Hanani ben Akavya. It's in fact misaking the Aveira that he did with the Pesach Rishon, because there's a condition that he has to do b'mezid b'Pesach Sheni also. The Chahai Cheta Yisumei Avedlein. So according to this pshat of Rav Hanani ben Akavya, again, it's difficult. Why does the Torah wind up with the words Chet HaYisoy if in fact it's not referring to two separate Chiyuvei Koras? It's referring to one Chiyuv Koras with a Tanai that you have to be Oivir to Pesach Sheni as well. Only then are you Chayv B'mezid Koras for Pesach Rishon. So what do I use the Chet HaYisoy for? The Gemara answers, Kid Amorin, just like we said before, according to Rav Nosson, that from this Chet HaYisoy we will have a way to understand what the V'nasa Chetoy by the Mekalel, by the Mevorach Hashem, is that Nasa Chetoy means Chorus, and he'll learn it out from the Chiyuv Chorus for not bringing a Pesach Rishon if you also b'meiz it didn't bring a Pesach Sheni. Hilchach. Now the Gemara makes a summary. Hizid bazeh bazeh, if he b'meizah did not bring a Korban Pesach Rishon and a Korban Pesach Sheni, devar kol chayiv, according to everybody, you'll be chayiv. Rebbe, you'll be chayiv. It's something that we can't give him two times chorus, but he'll be chayiv for each Korban that he didn't bring. According to Rav Nosson, he'll be chayiv for Pesach Rishon, because the second one cannot fix up the first one if the first one was brought b'meizah. Even according to Rav Hanani ben Akavya, if both were b'mezid, then he didn't fix up the first one. So he fulfilled the t'nai. He didn't bring the second one to fix the first one. Then he's chayiv, of course, for the first one. So that everyone agrees is chayiv. What about shogeg b'zeh b'zeh? He was a shogeg for both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. By accident, he didn't bring it. Then divrei akol poter. Then according to everybody, dear poter from a chiyuv chorus b'mezid, because he didn't do either the Pesach Rishon b'mezid or the Pesach Sheni b'mezid. So of course he's poter from a chiyuv chorus. What about his b'rishon, the shogeg b'sheni? What about if he was b'mezid on the Rishon, but he was a shogeg on the Sheni? So it depends. Le Rebbe, le Rebbe Nosson Mechayvi. According to Rebbe, you're chayiv because once you're mezid on the first one, you're chayiv for the first one. According to Rav Nosson, also, if you're mezid on the first one, the second one cannot be misakin what you did wrong with the first one. The second one only helps if you were a shoygig on the first one. But according to Rav Hanani ben Akavya, the second one is a tnai. It fixes the first one. You're only chayv course for the first one if, in fact, b'mezid you didn't bring the second one. But if you b'shoyeg didn't bring the second one, then you didn't fulfill the condition to be chayv course, and then the person would be potter from course according to Reb Hananya ben Akavya. What about in the final case, shogeg b'rishon v'hizid b'sheni? What about if he was a shogeg in the first Korban Pesach, but he was amazed in the second one? Lo Rebbe chayv. According to Rebbe, that each Korban Pesach is an independent chiv chorus, so then even though you were shogeg in the first one, but since you were amazed in the second one, you will be chayv. But according to Reb Nosson Reb Hananya ben Akavya, potter. According to Reb Nosson, the second one never has its own independent chiyuv. So if you were a shogeg in the first one, there's no reason to be mechayiv you for the second one. According to Reb Hanani ben Akavya, certainly that the only chiyuv is the first one if the condition was met that the second was also done b'mezid. So the only way, according to Reb Hanani ben Akavya, we chayiv b'meizid kars would be if you would do both of them b'meizid. But here, since the first one was b'shoigeg, and the chiyuv according to Rav Chanan ben Kavi is only for the first one, therefore, if the first one was b'shoigeg, even though the second was b'meizid, the person would be putter. We continue with the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ezui derech uchayka. We've learned that there is an exemption from Pesach Rishon and a chiyuv of Pesach Sheni. If a person was on a derech uchayka, what is called a long trip? The Mishnah says, Min ha-moidim al-chutz. Rashi says, Moidim is shem ha-ir. There was a city called Modim, which the Gemara is going to say was 15 mil away. A mil is 2,000 amas. So this was a city that was 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. So anything that is far away from Yerushalayim as the amount of travel between Yerushalayim and Modim, which is 15 mil, ulechutz ukemidasa lechol ruach, and the same to north, east, southwest, in any direction away from Yerushalayim, 15 mil away, that is considered derech rechayka. Why this is so, we will see in the Gemara. Divi Rabbi Kiva, this is the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Lazar Aymer, Rabbi Lazar says no. May eskupas ha'azara ulechutz, from the threshold of the azara. If a person is standing outside of the threshold of the azara, he is already considered in a derech rechayka, and he is potter. And the Mishnah now is going to tell us a reason. Amrlei Rabbi Yossi said to him, in the Mishnayos and other sources, they don't have this word lei, they just have Amr Rabbi Yossi. But if we have the Girsa according to our Girsa here in the Mishnayos and the Gemara, where it does say lei, it undoubtedly is going back not to Rabbi Lazar, because in fact Rabbi Yossi is going to be of the opinion with Rabbi Lazar. It's going back to Rabbi Kiva. You said it's 15 mil away as the length from Yerushalayim to Modiim, and I am telling you, I believe that Rabbi Lazar is correct. Why? Amar Lei, he said to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Kiva, Lefikach nakod al hay. There is, if you look in the Chumash, in the Sefer Torah, you will see there is a dot on top of the letter hay of the word Rechayka, Derech Rechayka, that it says in the Torah. There's a dot on top of the hay. And Rashi tells us whenever there's a dot on top of a word, it means to be memayit that word, as if that word doesn't exist. And therefore, loimer, what the Torah is telling you is loimer pnei shirachik vaday. The Torah is trying to tell you, I don't mean it's literally, it's really a far off a trip, but rather, Bederech, he's the Derech. Elami askupas azor l'chutz. As soon as it's from the threshold of the azor and out, then it's already considered he's on the Derech. He's not in the makom where the chiyuv of the Korban Pesach takes place. Now Rashi says that when there's a dot on the word, it is signifying that as if the entire word is not there. However, the Yerushalmi learns differently. The Yerushalmi learns that Derech Rechayka means the dot on top of the hay nullifies the hay, and what you have left is Derech Rechayk. Now, Derech is Lashon Nekeva. Rechayk is Lashon Zachar. So what the Torah is trying to tell you, according to Yerushalmi's pshat, is that the word Rechayk goes back on the person. If the person, as we said in the Pasuk, Va'ish Asher Hu Tor Ubed, not this pasuk, the pasuk that tells us the tour of derech rechayka, when the pasuk says that if a person is tameh and he is on a derech rechayka, so ish ki yeh tameh lenefesh oy bederech rechayka. So the pasuk is trying to tell you that the word rachayk is not modifying the derech, but the word rachayk, which is masculine as zachar, is modifying the ish. And the pasuk therefore will be understood as follows. Ish ki yitam lenefesh oy baderech. If he's on the way, even if he's just outside the threshold of the azara, you know what his status is? His status is rachayk. He is considered a rachayk, and therefore, whatever the derech is, it's not modifying derech rachayk, it's modifying the ish rachayk. He's considered a rachayk, and then he is putter from bringing the Korban Pesach. Either way, whether it's the teva, the whole word is not there, or whether it's just the letter hey, it means that the person has an exemption if he's outside of the place where the Korban Pesach is being brought. So now the Gemara is going to explain why the shear is exactly 15 milin. Omar Ula begins the Gemara. Menamidim Yerushalayim Chamisha Aser Milin. There are 15 milin between Maidim and Yerushalayim. Havia, there is. Sovereign law, he's of the opinion. Kehada Amar Rabbi Baruchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Here's the Gemara is now going to explain how we get to the 15 milin. Kama Mahalach Adam B'yayim. As Rashi says, an Adam Beinani, an average man, how much does he travel on an average day? Which Rashi explains means in the Tkufas Nisan or Tishrei, when there's exactly 12 hours sunlight and 12 hours of darkness, how much can a person travel? Asor parsois, he travels 10 parsois. A parsa is 4 mil, which means that a person a whole day would, an average person on this day of 12 hours in the sun, a person doesn't travel at night, he would be traveling 10 parsois, which is equal to 40 milin. Now we're going to divide up this 12 hours of traveling into four components. From dawn until the sun comes up, the ball of the sun comes up, which is called Hanetzachama. How much does a person travel? Chameshes milin. He travels 5 milin. Mishkiyas Achama, from sunset when the ball of the sun goes down, Viatzeis Achavim, and when until the stars come out, Chameshes milin. He also travels 5. So we've already used up 10 milin. Parshalutos, and how much is left? 30 milin. And now we say the following. Chameser, 15 of those 30, he travels Mitzafra Lepalgriyayma. From the morning, from the nates until chatzos, until midday. The chameser and 15, mipalgri yayma, from midday, from chatzos, liurt, until shkia. That's how we divide up the entire 40 milin, the 10 parsois that a person travels. Ula letamei, and Ula goes according to his own reasoning, the Amar Ula, Ula said, Ezu derech v'chayka, what is considered a long trip, Kol she'ein yochel ikonis b'shas shchita. If a person can't make it back at the time when they are shechting the Korban Pesach, even though he can make it back at the time when they're eating the Korban Pesach, he already has an exemption and he has to bring a Pesach sheni, and he's exempt from the Pesach Rishon. We're soon going to see that one Mandi Omer holds that a derech v'chayk is only if he cannot make it back even until the time of the Achila, which is until chatzos in the at night. Rashi brings down that either Rab Elazar holds that it's a din deraisa at chatzos, or the shita of Rabbi Akiva is that midraisa it's a whole night until the morning, but the Rabbanan did our chok, and they said till chatzos. But the shita that holds until the Zman Achila holds until chatzos. So he says that the person has to be so far away that he can't make it back until the end of the Zman Achila. However, Ula Shita is not like that. Ula Shita is kol shein yochel ikonis b'shah shchita. And now the first Rashi in the Gemara, Divrei Hamaskel, Chamisha Asur Milin, puts our whole sugya together and explains as follows. Ula holds that a derech rechoika is only considered if the person can't make it during the time of Shechita. And what is the Shah Shechita? The Shah Shechita is from Erev Pesach, Yud Daled Nisan, Chatzoy Sayoim, and onwards, because it says there, Bein Arbayim. And Bein Arbayim means between the time that the day begins to darken, when the sun comes over the Chatzos Hayom, midday, and it begins to make shadows on the walls, so it begins to darken the day, till the next darkening period, which is the darkening of the night, when the sun is going to set, and it's going to become totally dark. That Zman, that time in between is called Bein or Arboyim. So it has the same din as Korban Tamid. And even though Rashi says we learned earlier in the Masechta that the Tamid was Nishchat at 6.5 hours and not six, but really Rashi says Zmanei Minat Torah, the real Zman is Mitchila Sheva, from the end of the sixth hour, exactly at Chatzos, the beginning of the seventh hour, not from 6.5 hours. It was only... They said 6.5 hours because Rashi explains the walls of the Beis HaMikdash were wider on the top than on the bottom. And the shade of the sun as it began to curve towards setting in the west, that shade was not discernible on the thin walls which were on the top of the Beis HaMikdash. So they waited until it was discernible, which would be 6.5 hours. But Midoraisa, it really begins at Chatzos. And how long does the Zman Shechitas HaKorban Pesach last until? Rashi brings down until Shkiyas HaChama. Because Rashi brings from the Gemara in Zvachim, Dam Nifsal B'Shkiyas HaChama. So therefore, from Chatzos until Shkiyas HaChama is the Shah Shechita. And we learned Ula was held like Rabbi Yochanan, that a person can walk 40 milin in a day. And we figured out that from Chatzos until Shkia, he walks 15 mil. And Moedim is 15 mils from Yerushalayim. So this explains Ula Shita, Ula Shitasa, going to his own thinking and all these other inyanim, that Ula held Moedim was 15 mil away. And that was exactly the same Zman as the Shechitas Korban Pesach. And Ula Shita is that what's there for Chayka only if you can't make it during the Zman Shechita. But if you could make it during the Zman Achila, it's not considered according to Ula, even if you can make it during the Zman Achila, but you can't make it during the entire Zman Shechita, you're considered Derech Rechayka. Not like the other sheet who holds, no, you have to not be able to come even by the Zman Achila. Ula sheet is that it's only dependent exclusively on the Zman Shechita. So Ula says that if you're by Moedim, which is 15 mil away, that means you'll never make it for the entire Zman Shechita. If so, that's considered a Derech Rechayka, north, south, east, west, any direction around Yerushalayim. But if it's 15 mil away, you will not be able to make it during the entire Zman Shechita, which a person can walk 50 mil from Chatzos Hayom until Shkia, you are exempt. That's considered Derech Rechayka. You're exempt from the Korban Pesach Rishon. Continues the Gemara. Amar Mar, we learned before, Me'aloysa Shachar Ad Netzachama Chameshes Milet. From Aloysa Shachar until Netzachama is 5 milet. How do you know that first statement that from Alos till Nates, from dawn until the ball of the sun comes up, it's 5 mil? Minolan, it says in the Pasuk, Kumoya Shacharola, as the dawn was rising, Vayu'itza Malachim, the angels hurried light that he should leave the city of stone. Uksiv, and then the Pasuk continues and says, Hashem is Yartz Alorts, the ball of the sun, the Hanates happened, the sun came out on the earth, Velot Botzer, and Lot came to Tzor. That means from dawn until sunrise, he had traveled from Stom to Tzor. V'amar Rav Chanina said, L'didi Chazli Ahu Asra, I saw that land, V'havye Chamesh Milan, and I saw that the distance was 5 milan. So from there we see that a person can walk from Alos HaShachar until Nates, 5 milin. Similarly, you can walk from Shkia till Tzeis, 5 milin, which leaves 30 milin for the rest of the day, until from Nates till Chatzos, 15. From Chatzos until Shkia, another 15. Gufa, we learned before. Amar Ula, Ula said, Ezu derech chayka, what's considered derech chayka? Kol she'ein yochli konis b'shah shchita. It's not dependent on shah sechila. It's dependent, can you make it back to the time of shchita, which is from Chatzos until Shkia, as we saw in Rashi? That's the shir. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Kol shein yochel ikonis b'shas achila, that he has to not be able to make it back, not only by the shechita, but by the achila. But if he can make it back b'shas achila, he is mechuyev in the Korban Pesach Rishon. And he does not get an exemption to Korban Pesach Sheni. Amar le Rava la'ula. Rava said to Ula, Lidi doch kash la Rabbi Yehuda kash. I have a kash on you, and I have a kash on Rabbi Yehuda. Lidoch kasha, I have a kasha on you, damrat, you said, you yourself said, kol shein yochel lekanes b'shas shechita, you said that the criteria is, can I make it back b'shas shechita or not? If I cannot make it back b'shas shechita, even though I can make it back b'shas achila, that's called derech rechoike, v'ha tomei sheretz. Somebody who became tomei from a sheretz, and he didn't yet tovel. And the ein yochel lekanes b'shas shechita, he cannot make it back b'shas shechita, but he could make it back b'shas achila. He can be tovel and have hair of shemesh. It'll be nightfall. And if somebody shechted for him, so he, the halach is, comrade, you said before, you yourself said on Daf Tzadik Amid Beis, that Shaykh the Vizark and Al-Tami Sheretz, we had this machloikis before at the beginning of this year, we mentioned that Ullah and Rav Yehud in the name of Rav have a machloikis, whether Shaykh the Vizark and Al-Tami Sheretz. So you're a steer one halacha to the other. Legabi, the din of Derech Rechaika, you say it's Tolin Shashchita. Can I make it back with Shashchita? I'm a chuyiv. I can't make it back with Shashchita, even though I can make it back b'shas achila, I'm exempt from Pesach Rishon. I'm chayav Pesach Sheni. And then when it comes to Tomei Sheretz, you tell us that if he can't make it b'shas chita, but he could make it b'shas achila, that shaychtav is our canal Tomei Sheretz. So one halacha is a steer to the other. Ulu Rabbi Yehuda kasha, and is likewise a steer in the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Da'amar, he said, kol shein yoch lekonis b'shas achila, he says it's not toli in shas chita, it's toli in shas achila. If he can't make it back b'shas achila, he's exempt. Iva Tommy Sheretz. By Tommy Sheretz, the Yochel comes from Shas Achila. He can't make it by Shechita, but he could make it by Shas Achila, because he'll go to a mikveh, he'll have hair of Shemesh, and he'll be eligible, he'll be Torah when it came to Shas Achila. Vikomer, and you yourself, Rabbi Yehuda, you're Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, you argued on Ullah, and you said on Daf Tzadik Amid Beis, ain't Shaykh to Vizark and Al-Tomei Sheretz, that we do not Shaykh or Zarek Dam on somebody who has a Tomei Sheretz, even though he'll be eligible when it comes to the night, he'll have gone to the mikveh, and he'll have hair of Shemesh. So you are a stira ulla, and Rabbi Yehuda is a stira from the din of Makam Rachoik, Derech Rachoika, to the din of Tomei Sheretz. Amar Lei, so Ullah responded to Rabbo, and he said, Loi l'di kasha, v'loi l'Rabbi Yehuda kasha, it's not a stira on me, it's not a question, it's not a question of Rabbi Yehuda. L'di loi kasha on me, it's not a question. Because Derech Rachoika l'tohar, vein Derech Rachoika l'tomei. The halach of Derech Rechoik was set to a tar. There's no din of Derech Rechoik with Tami. Explains Rashi. What is Ullah trying to say here? So Rashi explains that we have to look carefully at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ish ish ki yet Tami l'nefesh. Oy b'Derech Rechoik l'chem l'dor v'seichem. V'osa Pesach Hashem, says Rashi, that when it comes to Derech Rechoik, there we see the Torah put it next to V'osa Pesach Hashem, that it's Tali b'shas asiyah. Is the person a Derech Rechoika when the Shashchita was? That, so Ullah holds, then he's exempt. Even though he's going to be here, Bishas Achilo. It has nothing to do with Achilo. It has to be Va'asa Pesach Hashem. Are you on a Derech Rechoika at the time of the Shechita or not? You are, then you're exempt. Whereas when it comes to Tumah, so Rashi says, there is no Derech Rechoika to Tumah. It means that the exemption of Tumah has nothing to do with Derech Rechoika, because he's not at a loss to bring the Karbonis, Bishas Asiyah. He could send someone else who's not Tumah to bring the Karbonis. And a second thing, says Rashi, the fact that the Torah said Tomei l'nefesh, you see the Torah is trying to put the inyan of Tumah, frame it within the framework of a long Tumah, where the person will probably be Tomei even during the Shas Achila. So he's a Tumah Tomei Mace, he's a Tomei for 7 days, and in most cases he'll be Tomei during the Shas Achila. If he was Tomei B'Shas Shechita, he'll be in the middle of his 7 days, he'll be Tomei B'Shas Achila as well. So when it comes to Derech Rechoika, then Ullah holds it's Toli in Shas Shechita. If you're not there, if you can't make B'Shas Shechita, you're exempt, even though you can make B'Shas Achila. Whereas by Tomei Nefesh, where it has nothing to do with Derech Rechoika, it has to do that there's a Tumah that the person has within himself, and therefore there the Torah was said that it's Toli in Shas Achila. And if in fact a person has such a Tumah, where he's a Tomei Sheretz, where he will not be Tomei at the time of Achila, Einachanami ulahol shaychtim vizarkin al tameh sheretz. That if b'shas achila he will be eligible, then in the case of tameh sheretz, you are shaychet and zarek for him. Now we turn to the Tzadik Dalet Amid Aleph. Ula says, the Rabbi Yehuda, loikasha. It's also not difficult according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Tamei Sheretz Rachmana Dachya. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that a Tamei Sheretz was pushed aside from the Torah, even though he'll be eligible at night b'shas achila. Dichsev, ish ish ki yetomele nefesh, mi loy askinen. Doesn't Rav Yehuda, Rashi says, he himself holds earlier in the Gemara, Shechal Shvi Shaloi Liyos Be'erva Pesach. Now, what was the case of those people who came to Moshe and said that we are Tomei, and Moshe told them that they have to bring Pesach Sheni? It was speaking about, as Rashi brings, the third line of Rashi, Tomei Tmei Meis Mitzvah Hoyu, Shechal Shvi Shalohen Be'erva Pesach. These were Tmei Meis, that the seventh day came on Erev Pesach. Va'filo Hachi Om Rachmana Litchi. That even though this was the last day of their Tumah, they were comparable to a Tomei Sheretz, because they were going to become Torah. It just worked out by them that their Shvi was on Erev Pesach, so why wouldn't you be able to shecht for them since they're going to become eligible b'shas achila? Yet the Torah pushed them away. So the same thing, Tomei Sheretz, even though you're going to be Torah when it comes to shas achila. You see, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that if that's what the case was with the Tamei Meis who were at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, if they were pushed to Pesach Sheni, Tomei Sheretz is also pushed to Pesach Sheni. Tosfos, the first Tosfos, the Rabbi Yehuda Leikasha asks, so why don't we compare Derech Rechoike to Tomei Sheretz, just like we say to Tomei Sheretz, who is eligible b'shas achila, and yet he's pushed off, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shechtum V'Zarkin al Tomei Sheretz. So why don't we say the same thing, that if he's going to be here b'shas achila, when it comes to Derech Rechoika, he should also be pushed off. And there Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's not pushed off. There he holds that if he's going to be your B'shas Achila, we're going to be Shaykh V'Zarko Love. What's the difference? Why don't we say they're both the same thing? Taisa's answers that Rabbi Yehuda holds that when was the Torah Matche, the Tomei Sheretz, or the Tomei on the seventh day, who's going to be eligible at night, that's only by them that they have to go through a process of Tahara, of Harav Shemesh. So they are pushed away. Mashi Enkein, the person who's Derech Rechoika, his whole impediment is that he's not here yet. As soon as he's here, he's eligible. Since he doesn't have to go through a Tahara, they were not Itcha. So Rabbi Yehuda holds there is a difference between Tuma and Derech Rechoika. Tuma will be pushed off even though he'll be eligible at night, and Derech Rechoika will not be pushed off even though he'll be when he will be eligible at night. He is not pushed off according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So Ula is saying my sheet can work and there's no stira, and Rabbi Yehuda's sheet can work as well and there's no stira. We'll just finish up to the two dots. Tana Rabbanan, if a person was standing outside of my diem, the yochel ikonis besusim uprodim, he can enter by getting on a horse or a mule, and that will quickly bring him into Yerushalayim. Yochel yechayev, I would say he's chayev, because l'chayev, he doesn't have the ptur, even though he's 15 mil away, but he doesn't have the ptur of derech l'chayev, tamid loymer, therefore the pasuk says, ubederech loy hoya. He, the Torah says that when is he chayiv for Pesach Rishon? Even, only if derech loy hoya. Vahala, but this person, hoya b'derech. He wasn't the derech. In other words, he could come in with a horse, with a mule. But the fact is, he's 15 mil away, as we explained the shear before. So if he's 50 mil away, it doesn't matter if he could hurry up and come in quickly with horses. That is the first halacha. Second halacha, let's say he was within 50 mil. So then there is a chiyuv. But he had a problem. He can't enter Bnei Gemalim V'Kronis because of the camels and the wagons, as Rashi says, because he was transporting his Bnei Bayis on these wagons and on the camels, and they move very slowly, so he's not going to make it. He's within the 15 mil, but he has to travel very slowly. Hamaklasoisoi, which are an impediment, they're preventing him from making it on time. Yochel lo yechayv, I would say he's also exempt, even though he's within the 15 mil. Tamaloimer, ubederech lo yoyah. that when is he chayv in Korban Pesach? If he was not on a long way, v'harei loy hoya b'derech, this person who's within the 15 mil is in fact not in a long way. Rashi says that he could slip away by himself. If he travels by himself, he'll make it. It's only his family that's making an impediment. So he should leave his family. He leaves his children. Somebody should take care of his children. And he should himself run. He should travel within the 50 mil and make it to the Beis Mikdash and bring his Korban Pesach. So he is considered not to be in a state of an oinus, and therefore he's mechuyev in the Korban Pesach, and he is not exempt, and he does not bring a Pesach Sheni because he's mechuyev in the Pesach Rishon.